Jesus left heaven for me.
Amen.
Left it for you.
Amen.
came down here for the whole world.
Amen.
I was thinking a lot this morning about that verse and the weight of it. He who is the Creator, God, God the Son, left heaven and came through the womb of a virgin. Now here's what the Bible says. And he was made a little lower than angels. He who made the angels. Now he is made a little lower than the angels. Why? For the suffering of death. So that he could die for me and you. And he's the only crowned with glory and honor, which means he's the only one that could do that. The glory is to him. The glory is to our Lord and Savior. There's none other that could have done what he did. To be made a little lower than the angels. To live a sinless life down here on this earth. In a body a little lower than the angels. He had a body like ours, but yet he didn't have the same blood that we had. And, you know, that's hard for me to explain. It's hard for me to comprehend, Brother Mike, that he was made for a purpose. For a purpose. Made for a purpose. But he hurt just like we did. He was tempted like we were. Amen. But he did not sin. He did not sin. He could not sin. He was the Son of God. He was the Son of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. That's what the apostle said. We beheld his glory. I mean that this God-man, this God-man, that's what he was. He was all God and yet all man. And that's hard to chew on right there sometimes. But he had to be man to be able to die for man. He had to be sinless man. He couldn't have one sin, not one blemish, not one. Not one. And thank God he didn't. Amen. I'm glad he didn't. Colossians chapter number 3. And I'll begin reading it at the verse number 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, that's a terminology of a new life. Your old life has been buried, and you're now risen with Christ. This terminology, this language is the same as saying if you are born again, truly saved, you've been made a new creature. A transformation has taken place in your soul and spirit by God's grace. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. Wonderful scripture, the Word of God here, talking about our new life in Christ. Charging those that are saved not to live the way that we one time lived, when we were lost in those affections, in those sins, in those lusts, outwardly and inwardly. He mentioned the sin outwardly, the fornication and uncleanness, and, you know, right on down. And then he mentioned those inward: anger, wrath, malice, filthy communication out of your mouth. Those things are not the things that should come forth of someone who has a new life, who Christ is their life. He said, Christ is our life. That's what he said here to the Colossians. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Did you know that Christ is sitting right now at the right hand of God? He said, look up there. Seek the things that are up there. Seek those things which are above, the eternal hope, the hope of Christ, the seat of Christ, where you and I can come and pray. Amen? Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections. Set your affections. Don't let them be moved away from the things on high. He said, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Too many times we set our affections on the things here. And the apostle's saying, don't set your affections on things here, the things of the earth. Why in the world a people that has eternal life, that is going to live in heaven with God and with Christ, why would we spend all of our time and affection on the things of the earth? We should be seeking those things which are above, where Christ sitteth. Amen? Set your affections. Now, he said this, for ye are dead. This is your position in Christ. Ye are dead. Your old life is dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. That is your position today. Your life is hid with Christ in God. He is our life. He is our life. It is because of Him that we have life. It is because of Him we live, we move, we have our very being. Christ is our life. Amen. Nothing else makes up my life. Christ is my life. Christ has given us eternal life. Eternal life. And then I said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. He shall appear. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. You ever thought about that verse right there? When Christ, who is our life, shall appear. In other words, when He shows Himself forth, when He makes Himself manifest to us, amen, when He declares that He is. And He is always good at that. I am that I am. Amen. He's going to declare Himself when He manifests Himself to us. Unto them that look for Him shall He appear. See, when Christ comes in the rapture for the church, He's not going to declare Himself to the world. That's the second coming. That is the revelation of Christ. But when He comes for you and I who He is our life, amen, He will manifest Himself to us. Then shall you also appear with Him. That's a together. There's a union there with Him. As soon as Christ appears, you and I will be with Him. We're going to appear with Him. Amen? Us that are saved, what a hope! That, listen, Christ is not just going to appear and we're going to be like, hey, I'm down here. No, it's going to be for the child of God instantaneously. Paul made it like he said, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the moment, the twinkling of an eye, Christ appears, we're with Him. Instantly, you and I are in union with Him. He's our life. Why would we not be with Him? Amen. Christ, who is our life, shall appear. You shall also appear with Him in glory. And that means you and I shall appear with Him in praise. Amen, in worship, in honor. We are going to be instantly giving Him the glory that He's due. Christ my life, Christ my Lord, Christ my King, Christ my Savior who has come. Because He promised me He would come. That's the promise for you and I. It's the promise for you and I. Listen, children of God, young people that are saved, why would you spend 1 minute, 1 minute, one part of your day in the lust of the flesh? And that could be the very time Christ comes. Why would you? I mean, that's not your life. That's not your life. Christ is your life. Learning that Christ is your life, but becoming more like Him, that's your life. If you're saved, That's your life. Amen. Coming closer to Him. That's your life. Drawing nigh to Him. That's your life. Being more like Him. That is your life. That's what God wants for you. That's why Jesus came. In 2 Timothy 6:14, He said that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. That appearing is the manifestation, amen, the appearing of Christ, the very brightness of Christ. You and I, when we see, when He appears to us, we will see Him in His glorious brightness. John saw Him. What did he see? He was in a white robe. I mean, it was a bright white robe. His hair was white like wool. Remember? In Revelation 1, His feet was like undefined brass, which is a picture of His coming judgment. He'll put all enemies under His feet. What the Bible said. But listen, He charges us in 1 Timothy chapter 6. In 1 Timothy chapter number 6, He challenges us. He said in verse 13, I give thee charge in the sight of God. Listen, He's our life. He's looking on. He beholds His investment. Amen. If you want to say it like that. We're not His investment. We are His. We are His. We belong to Him. Amen. We belong to Him. He's not selling us. That's right. Amen. Listen. We are His. And He is ours. And He says, I charge thee, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. What was that confession? He said, are you the Son of God? He said, thou sayest. And He said, you shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. He said that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in His times He shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who in His times, what does that mean? Well, at the end time, there's many times in the end time. There are days and many days. At the end of day. Are you listening? Things that He's going to do and accomplish. The tribulation period. The judgment seat of Christ. The 1,000-year reign. Amen? The great white throne judgment. Many things that our Lord will oversee. Why? Because He is the King of kings. The only potentate. Amen? Lord of lords. Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto. No man hath seen, nor can see. Not until Christ saves him. A man can't see why he's in darkness. Christ comes right now and you're lost, you won't see. You won't even see us go. It'll be instantaneous. You can run outside and look up, but you're not going to see us. We're going to be in that realm with Him. Glorified and spiritual. Amen? The human eye, the mortal eye, it doesn't see. Stephen was passing into death, only into death, when he began to see the Lord standing at the right hand of God. Amen? I mean, his fleshly eyes were failing and his spiritual eyes were beginning to open and he saw the Lord. The Lord is at the right hand of God. And He is coming. And He will appear. Amen. He will appear. In 2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. Look what he said. In verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace. He didn't call us because we got good enough. He didn't call us because we had something to offer. I want to tell you something. This ain't the NFL, amen, that people are applying for. The best get in. I mean, ain't none of us worth a dime. Are you listening to me? We're all sinners in the sight of God. All of us have come short of the glory of God. None of us have anything that we could offer Him for salvation. Oh no. But listen, he said it was according to His own purpose and grace that He calls us, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. There's you something to blow your mind. It was given us in Christ before the world began. You and I were, listen, we were called to His purpose before the world began. In Christ. In Christ. Apart from Christ, you and I have no purpose. We have no life. He is our life. For He is our life. Find your purpose in Christ. You'll find your life in Him. Amen. Find your life in Him. You'll find your purpose in Him. A purpose which has been in Christ from the foundation of the world, but now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's going to be made manifest by His appearing. Amen. Who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. That's what he was talking about. At that day, look at 2 Timothy 4:8. 2 Timothy 4:8. Go back in verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready. Are you now ready? You ready for His coming? Paul said, for I'm now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Do you love His appearing? Will you love to see Him coming? Would you love to see Him coming right now? Are you nervous about Him coming, or would you love to see Him coming? He said this crown was for all them that love His appearing. A crown of righteousness, Paul said, there's laid up for me. He's got me a crown of righteousness that He's going to give me at that day. What day? The day of His appearing. The day of His appearing. And not me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. He's coming back, and all them that love His appearing, He's got a crown of righteousness for. Amen. He'll give it to us at that day. Oh my. Them that love His appearing. He said in Titus 2:13. Look at Titus 2:13. You back up in verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. I love these verses. Hath appeared to all men. God's grace has appeared to all men. Teaching us. This is what grace will teach you. Does it teach you how to live in sin and just know that Christ is going to take care of everything anyway? No, the grace of God teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Right now, looking for that blessed hope. Looking for that blessed hope. Amen. That's that happy, happy hope. That happy day of the blessed. That's what he's talking about. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. Amen. Oh yes, what a confident expectation. I believe he's coming, don't you? Hey, I said, I believe he's coming, don't you? Paul said, we're looking for that blessed hope. What a day, what a happy day. Again, what a confidence. Greater than we look for the doors of the church to be open on Sunday. We're looking for him to come. We don't know when. We know church is open on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We don't know when he's coming. But we know he's coming. It's a blessed hope. It's a glorious appearing. Amen. Glorious appearing. Thank God. Of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. See, he's both. He is our great God and he is our Savior. Who gave himself for us. That he might redeem us from all iniquity. And purify unto himself a peculiar people. Zealous of good works. Do you know what his cross did? What it accomplished? His cross accomplished that he could come back for us. That he might redeem us. It'd be one thing for him to die and say, I died in your place. But he's proved it many ways. First way, he rose again the third day. Second way, he ascended to God in heaven on high. The last way, he's coming to redeem you and I. Coming to get us. Amen. Looking for that blessed hope. Amen. He'll manifest himself. He's going to show himself to us. He gives us a great caption in Hebrews chapter 9. He starts in verse 24, mentions it in verse 26, and then verse 28. Look at verse 24 of chapter 9 of Hebrews. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands. In other words, a temple down here. Which are the figures of the true. But into heaven itself. In other words, Christ, he didn't, when he got up out of the grave, he didn't walk over there to that temple in Jerusalem. He went straight into heaven itself. There in the presence of God. In the temple that the earthly temples were just a picture. He went into heaven itself. Why? Now to appear in the presence of God. He is there as an exhibit to all heaven. That's what that appear means. He is appearing. He is exhibiting himself as Savior. In the presence of God. He is declaring plan. He is in person. Now to appear. In person. Not in some kind of, all these scholars try to say, it's just, in some kind of fictional way, whatever. It's in a picture. He's not really there. He's there, I guess what we say, in a picture. No, he is there in person. That body that got up out of the grave. He showed himself. He appeared to the 10. Then he appeared to all of them and Thomas, the 11. He said, touch my hand. Touch my side where the spear went in. He showed himself in person. And that's what he's doing right now. He's in person in heaven. They watched him ascend. The disciples, the apostles that would be, watched him, and the angels that stood by them said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus that you've seen ascend, go up into heaven, shall so come again in like manner as you've seen him go. Bodily, he is in heaven. He is appearing in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. He doesn't do that. He went once. The Bible said in verse 26, for then must he often have suffered. He would have had to went to the cross many times. Every time he needed to make a sacrifice, like the early Hebrew priest, he had to come and died again, took his blood and sprinkled it on the mercy seat again, every year. But not him. Not the God-man. But now, once in the end of the world, here it is, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He has shown himself to put away sin. All the angels have seen it. God the Father is pleased with it. He has manifest himself and showed himself to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Christ was the only one that could himself, take away our sin and then appear in the presence of God for us. Verse 27, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Verse 28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear. The second time without sin unto salvation. Shall he appear as ones watching from a distance. I don't know how far away he is right now, but we're watching. You know what he's going to do? He's going to manifest himself plainly. When we see him, we're going to know it's him. We'll know it's him. Three times Verse 24, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Verse 26, hath he appeared to put away sin. Verse 28, shall he appear? His appearing. He is appearing. He has appeared. And he will appear. He's good at manifesting himself right where he needs to be. Amen. The Lord's coming. Are you ready for his appearing? He is in heaven appearing for sinners right now. He's the Savior right now. But after he comes, then he's going to be the judge. He's not going to be Savior anymore. He's going to be judge. He'll convince all the ungodly of their ungodly deeds, he said. Right now, whosoever will can come and take the water of life freely. Your sins can be forgiven. Calling upon the Lord who is at the right hand of God. He ever lives to make intercession for us. What a Savior. What a Savior. I want you to stand.